yes, we're going to talk a little bit about the Green Festival, which Escape to Make are organising this weekend. So it's the first time this has ever happened, is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's the first time that we've run an event quite like this. So we've run lots of workshops in the past since the charity founded in 2018. But this is the first time that we have done a sort of lead up to a big event with smaller sort of course style workshops. And they've been happening all summer. They started sort of end of July, and most of them are all coming to an end this week. And everyone is going to gather at the Green Festival from across 12 different creative programs that they've all been working on over the summer, and they're all going to have some sort of performance or stall or exhibition, something to show off what they've been working on all summer.
And Escape to Make, you work with young people. Young people sort of come along, and it pretty much the charity is what it says on the tin. It's a way of kind of escaping from the stresses of daily life and then making things, being creative. And it's the young people who've actually put this festival together. What kind of things have they been working on?
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself about the name Escape to Make. That's absolutely what we're all about. So the young people have been, firstly, kind of, we have a youth board at Escape to Make, and they steer all of our decisions. We are truly a youth-led organisation. It was probably close to a year ago now that I sat down with our youth board and went through a load of different ideas. What sort of things would you like to see at a green festival? We know we wanted to do a green festival, a celebration of sustainability and looking after our local area. And we wanted to do it in Scotch Quarry because it's such a beautiful place, beautiful part of Lancaster that a lot of people either don't know about or just see as a place to walk your dog or take your kid to the playground. But it has potential to be so much more than that. And we told our youth board, you know, what would you like to do? What would you like to see? And they came up with all these amazing ideas. And, you know, fast forward a couple of months, and then I'm talking to lots of local artists and practitioners who can put on the kind of stuff that our youth board decided that they wanted to see. And fast forward another few months, and now we're in the midst of it. All these workshops have been happening. They're happening right now. And we've got one eye on the festival that's happening this Saturday, where it's all going to come to a big celebration in the end.
So can you reveal what actually people are going to see when they come down? Because people can come along, can't they?
Absolutely, yeah. It's free to come along. You don't have to be a young person, a teenager, to come along. You come along with all your family, all your friends. Any age can get in. Free entry to Scotch Quarry. You can take part in lots of different types of things. So we're going to be having some yoga and gong bath sessions, which will really really get across the essence of Escape to Make. It's fully escaping the world for a little bit in yoga and gong baths. We also have
yoga. Yes. Yoga I know about.
Okay, right, yeah.
Gong. What do you say? Gong bath.
So
what's that?
A gong bath.
Oh, gong bath.
A gong bath, yes. So imagine take the feeling that you get when you get into a nice warm bath. You relax all your muscles, sort of release, and you just kind of sit back, and it's that feeling of, ah. So a gong bath creates a similar reaction, but through gongs, through noises. So we've got some of that going on at the Green Festival you can take part in.
So you don't actually have a bath?
No actual bathing involved. No baths.
But the sound of the gong gives you that feeling of relaxation.
It does.
That's really interesting.
It is really interesting.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
It's really interesting.
Sorry for interrupting.
No, that's absolutely fine.
I'm not to the bottom of that, I guess.
I'm really excited to try it because I've not actually tried it myself before. I've seen a lot about it now and I've had lots of interesting conversations about it. But I'm really interested in giving it a go on Saturday, so that's one of my highlights to look forward to.
Okay.
But we do have plenty of other stuff as well if yoga and gong baths aren't for you. We have a lot of things that are going to be sold by our young people, things that they've made over the course of these 5 weeks that they've been engaging in activities. They'll have little ceramic creations. We've had a wonderful ceramics workshop run by Kath McDonald from King Street Studios, and she's been helping them create little figurines, little monsters, as well as plant pots and some other little ceramic creations. So they'll be available for sale on the day, as well as woodwork creations run by Vaz Lockett. So they have been running workshops to help young people make not only some benches and tables that will be put to use practically across the festival, but also some little birdhouses that you can, you can purchase at the festival should you wish to. And that's just a little taster of the things that we've got going on as well. We have live musicians, young musicians. We have theatre performances. We have wild cooking snacks available for you.
Now you're talking my language. Cooking.
Bit
of food. So what kind of things are they going to be cooking?
So I'll tell you a little bit about our wild cooking group, because our wild cooking group, run by Leslie Hoyle, who's a wonderful herbalist. So she has been taking this group over the past 5 weeks through all the do's and don'ts of foraging and creating wonderful dishes out of stuff that you can find out in the wild. So we went up to Rewilding in Cockerham a couple of weeks ago. We spent the day there. It was Leslie, myself, a couple of generous volunteers who have given their time to Escape to Make, and a group of eager young people who, are, like yourself, are interested in cooking and what you can make out of the resources that the earth provides for us. We spent the whole day in Rewilding. We did about 2 hours or so of foraging at the start of the day, going round, Leslie pointing out, you know, this is safe, this isn't safe, you know, this mixed with this is brilliant, all that sort of stuff. And then we sat down and we cooked everything, and it was absolutely delicious. Like, I can't get across to you how nice all of this stuff was. We made we made different soups. There was flatbread pizzas that we made as well. A crumble for dessert. The crumble was delicious. We even made syrup and jam. I didn't know that you could make natural syrup and jam on the spot out of things that you can just find outside. You could probably find it within a 20-minute walk from your house. It was absolutely amazing. I left the day surprisingly just full up of nice food. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, there'll be lots of wild cooking snacks available for free for you to try on the festival on Saturday.
Scotch Quarry. People don't know where Scotch Quarry is. You were painting a lovely picture of it before, Kyle. Exactly where is it in Lancaster?
Good point. Okay, so you'll have to bear with me here. So Wyesdale Road, same road that Williamson Park is on. A lot of people actually know the community garden quite well. So it's same place as the community garden. Wyesdale Road, right opposite the entrance to Lancaster Royal Grammar School. There's an entrance tucked away there. Usually it would be quite easy to miss, but we're going to have some beautiful banners hung around the area that are made by young people on our banner making program. So hopefully on Saturday you won't be able to miss it. You can also access it from the other side, which is around the back of Clarence Street, up closer to Bowerham Way. So you can get in there as well. There should be people to greet you either entrance. And again, big, colourful banners that are made by our banner making group. So hopefully you'll be able to find it there. For more information about how to get there via buses and other modes of transport, you can just go along to our website, www.escapetomake.org. That's escape2make.org. And you can find all the information about how to get there on that.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Anything else you can tell us about the festival? Anything interesting?
Well, I could go on for hours about all the cool things that we have going on at the festival. You know, I've barely talked at all about our green filmmaking group that are going to be creating a cinema experience where you can put a box on your head and watch a film that they've made over the last 5 weeks that's to do with wildlife or nature. And we also have really, really cool things happening as well, all over the place. There's lots of really interesting stuff happening. I would give the advice to probably bring along some cash with you. We do have card machines if you want to buy a couple of bits and bobs, like I mentioned earlier. But, you know, we're in the middle of a field, so we can't rely on the card machine's strength. So please do bring some cash along with you. Also, please bring along some comfortable clothing if you want to get involved in some of the yoga, some of the other activities as well. You probably don't want to be doing that in skinny jeans or anything like that. And we are keeping our fingers crossed for hot weather, but we can't control that, unfortunately. So it's probably worth bringing along an umbrella or some waterproofs, or on the other hand, sun cream, because the weather's been completely unpredictable lately. So keep an eye on the forecast and dress appropriately.